Nearly four decades after its last sighting, a bright orange South American wildflower showed its colors once again. As its name implies, the Gasteranthus extinctus was thought to have been wiped out due to extensive deforestation in Ecuador. But scientists on a research trip to the country last year found the plant very much alive. For more, we're joined by one of the lead researchers, Dawson White, a postdoctoral research fellow at the Field Museum in Chicago. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So take me back to that moment when you found the Gasteranthus extinctus. How long did it take you to realize that was really it?
Well, it's fairly distinct to this wildflower, even though there are a number of species that are very closely related to it. It has these long, showy, orange, bright orange flowers that you mentioned, and then it's covered with these short little pokey hairs around most of the green parts, including the leaves. So we had a good intuition right off the bat that this is what we were looking for.
How did that feel at that moment when you saw the flower and you knew that it wasn't actually extinct?
Well, we were really overjoyed, and it, you know, certainly provided a sense of purpose that the work that we're doing is significant. But, you know, what we were really excited about is not just the fact that we found this wildflower, Gasteranthus extinctus, but that this was the most important wildflower to find because, given its name, it's really so symbolic of the deforestation that has occurred. And so in finding this plant, we are able to draw a lot more attention to the area, which is certainly unique, certainly special, certainly in need of conservation.
So people thought the flower was extinct because of deforestation. No one really went back to check, as far as I can tell, until your team of researchers last year. Why?
Well, the American tropics is certainly a large place, and the people that originally went there described the outstanding diversity that existed on this ridge and then claimed that it was all gone. These were really reputable, really famous botanists, and people trusted them. And when one place is likely gone, there are so many other places where people need to go out and continue exploring. So, you know, simply there's just so much work to do, I think, is probably the main reason.
But what lessons can the scientific community learn from this, if any? Maybe it's just that there's not enough hours in the day.
Well, when it comes to understanding tropical plants, fungi, and microorganisms, there are certainly not enough people working and certainly not enough hours in the day for us to fully understand what's growing all around us. However, you know, we are really interested in this site because it was known for containing really high numbers of species that grew there and nowhere else. So orchids and other understory wildflowers and even a few trees that were supposed to be just from this one site. So as we are really so overjoyed to find that these forests still exist, moving forward with our scientific endeavors, we're trying to understand just how widely distributed some of these plants are. Why they only grow in some specific areas? Is it something about the climate? Is it something about the soils? It's one thing to get down and finally understand what grows there, and then it's another thing to understand why.
My next question was going to be, is this a fluke? I mean, we're in a period of time when we're much more likely to hear that a species has gone extinct than the other way around. But it sounds like you're hoping this is not a fluke.
Well, right. What I'm really excited about based on this find is that in some places that, you know, the habitat has totally been destroyed, there are still small fragments of suitable habitat that could exist. And right now, even though, you know, deforestation is really extensive in Southeast Asia, certain parts of South America, like in, you know, Brazil and the Amazon Basin, and here certainly in Western Ecuador, it's really not too late to be searching for the small remnant fragments of habitat that have persisted and finding these species before they do go extinct. And this study shows that we still have some decades left before these things are really gone.
Well, it is still endangered, but it is no longer extinct. So does that mean the name has to change, that it's going to be Gastroanthus not extinctix?
Right. Well, people who have spent a lot of time thinking about why we should name plants certain names have decided that misnomers do not count as for invalidating something that's been published.
That's Dawson White, a postdoctoral research fellow with the Field Museum in Chicago. Dawson, thank you so much for your work and for joining us.
Oh, thank you for your interest in the story.